Gee, Saturday was a nice day, wasn't it? Perfect for getting down to the beach or maybe heading out and about on Lake Macquarie. Well, that's what Aaron Hodgson thought when he took his family to Mark's Point for a day on the sand. But Aaron's day took a turn for the worst when he was stung by a blue-ringed octopus. Here he is telling producer Ty King the story.
I was at Mark's Point with the kids, just gone out for a day in the sun on the beach. I was collecting shells for my daughter to make a necklace and was picking up some shells, about 50-cent size or more, to put some holes in and make the necklace, and picked up a shell and had about five in my hand, was going to get the next shell and felt a bit of a suck on the finger and did the old flick as you do when something like weird happens to you, or you get a spider or a bug or something on you. Sort of flicked it into the water and had a look at it, and it was a blue-ring octopus. And I was about 2 inches in length, and I didn't think it had bit me or anything like that. It just felt like a bit of a suck on the end of the finger, and just let it go and got the kids out of the water and collected more shells on the dry sand. And then a couple of minutes later, just started to feel really nauseous.
So when the nauseousness happens, what do you do?
I just said to my partner, I'm starting to feel nauseous. We better get it checked out just in case. We had a look at where it was on my finger, and it was a bit of a burn, an icy type burn, looked like a bit of a blister almost. And a couple of minutes later, I started to get stomach cramps. The chest started to feel like there was cold water being flushed through there. Lost focus, vision.
As in internally?
Yeah, internally, internally.
So cold inside your chest?
Yeah, cold inside the chest, like a bit of a flush of cold water inside the chest.
At this point, you must know that you've been stung by the blue ring.
Yeah, I said to my partner, bring an ambulance, something's going on inside my body. You need to ring an ambulance. I sat down, it was really hard to focus and maintain vision. I thought I was going to faint. And during the ambulance, and they said, pressure out the arm. And
what are you thinking at this time?
That I was going to die.
And your daughter is, your young
daughter. Yeah, so I had two daughters, a 10-month-old and 2-year-old. One was next to me crying. The other was just there eating sand, as she does. But I just went to this mode where I couldn't move. I heard the ambulance say it's like a snake bite, but I knew I just had to remain still. Just my heart was beating through my chest. I had to try and calm that down. I just went into total survival mode where I wouldn't answer anyone when they spoke to me, the bystanders, and I just needed to focus on staying alive. My daughter was next to me crying and I wouldn't answer her. I just thought, it'd be better if I just focused on me staying alive than exerting energy. And I knew it was like a snake bite, that the venom would circulate the body if
the more agitated you get.
Yeah, that's right.
So the ambulance is called, turns up, you get in the back, or how does that explain that process?
Yeah, so the ambulance came, two ladies came out, assured me that I was going to be fine, gave me a shot in the arm, I can't remember what it was, and put the cannula in and gave me another dose of something, and then just comforted me. I was in severe cramps and pain for about 15 minutes, because we were on the beach down a dirt track at Mark's Point. We had to wait for the fireys to come. Then they put the sheet down, the fireys carried me to the ambulance.
They get you to the hospital and then they run you to a room, and then what happens next?
Yeah, so there's multiple doctors around at the time after the ambulance, and just doing the tests they needed to do.
How long are you in there for? And what are you feeling while you're in there?
It's about 1:30 or so. I arrived at the hospital at John Anna, and multiple doctors. I was feeling quite anxious, had heavy cramps and chest pains. Was relieved that they mentioned the signs they were looking for were paralysis and stinging lips, which I didn't have. They put me under observation and look for those symptoms of paralysis and stinging lips, which thankfully didn't come about. The cramps and chest pain subsided slowly. The chest pains lasted mildly, and the clammy mouth, excessive saliva, etc.
Aaron Hodgson speaking to radio producer Ty King there. We thought we'd investigate how common these incidents are and find out a little bit more about these strange creatures. Dr. Vincent Raoult is a marine ecologist at the University of Newcastle, and he's been good enough to come on and fill us in. So first of all, was Aaron bitten or stung? Because there's a bit of controversy around that, firstly.
They're more or less the same thing because they have a venomous bite, basically. So it's more or less the same.
They don't have a specific stinger, though, like a bee does.
It's very different.
Okay, so are there fangs or do they have teeth? What's the deal there?
So octopuses and cuttlefish and squid, they're all the same family, and they all have beaks. So they have a beak which looks – the term's quite appropriate because if you look at a squid or an octopus beak, it looks very, very similar to a bird's beak.
Okay.
So there's two halves and they're hard parts. And in fact, they're one of the most commonly – so it's basically the only hard part in octopuses is the beak. That's what actually limits them when they have to go through small holes and stuff like that is the size of their beak.
So how common are they in Lake Macquarie?
They're very common all along our coasts. In any sort of intertidal area, so those areas from rock pools down to a few meters deep, they're very common. The issue is – like most octopuses and cuttlefish and things like that, they're masters of camouflage. And I think people are surprised at how small blue ring octopuses actually are. They'll very easily fit in the palm of your hand. And so they don't really expect to see them when they open up a shell or something like that, which is one of the areas they like to live in, is they like to hold two sides of a shell closed and just stay in there and do their thing from there.
So I'd presume they don't like fighting because we don't see many stings, do we?
No, in fact, I know quite a few people who've actually held them, whether because, well, usually it's children because they're fascinated by them, or interested people, and they've miraculously not been bit. But as I think Aaron, his story shows, is they can be very dangerous animals. And so I'd like to reiterate that if you see one, it's fantastic, but whatever you do, don't touch it, because like many venomous animals, their sting is sometimes not actually felt, like in Aaron's case. And the tetrodotoxin, which is what these blue rings produce, is a paralysis venom which can basically shut down your body. And it's actually quite terrifying because this particular venom doesn't affect your consciousness at all. And so you can have a case where you are unable to breathe but completely conscious.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how terrifying that would be.
Yeah, absolutely. So how fatal are they then, comparatively? What do we know about the venom?
Well, I don't know if there's a whole lot of cases of mortality and people actually dying because of them. The lucky thing is the treatment for this venom is relatively simple in a medical sense, in that eventually, you know, in a worst-case scenario, which is what the doctors are apparently looking for, you have the respiratory arrest and eventually cardiac arrest. And so the way to deal with this venom is just to put the person on a respirator until the venom effects subside, because they naturally sort of disappear over time. So this is apparently what the doctors treating Aaron were looking for, which were sort of signs of paralysis. But it looks like, thankfully, he only got sort of mild symptoms relative to the worst case scenarios.
I bet he's not looking forward to a decent bite then, if that's the case.
No, exactly. I think he's going to have a good birth, but it's good to hear that he's okay.
Look, thank you for that insight. Appreciate you joining us.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Vincent Raoult, who's a marine ecologist at the University of Newcastle.